We have delayed the start of our regularly scheduled program to bring you a bulletin from CBS Radio News. Washington. President Eisenhower tonight instructed that official condolences be sent to the Russian government on the death of Premier Joseph Stalin, whose death was announced by the Moscow radio a little more than an hour ago. This bulletin has come to you from CBS Radio News. We now resume our regularly scheduled program.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the mayors and Bing's guests, Jimmy Boyd and Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plaza Theater in Palm Springs, California, we bring you a carpetbagger from Los Angeles, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, call me what you will, Ken, but I'm really moved in down here.
Hey, what's going on up in Los Angeles? I haven't been there.
Well, Bing, to tell the truth, we've been having an awful lot of smog up in L.A.
Smog?
Mm-hmm.
It's a familiar word. I can't seem to place it, though.
You remember smog, Bing? Yeah. That thick, gooey stuff you used to grope around in Los Angeles before you moved down here?
Oh, yes. Dear Southern California. Where else can you choke to death in a sunsuit in the middle of winter?
I tell you, Bing, that smog has been so thick that, well, no flying saucers have been reported for a week.
They're up there, Ken. They're flying around. Folks just can't see them.
I wonder where all that smoke comes from in Los Angeles.
You want to know my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think too many people are conducting cigarette tests.
Well,
panels,
be.
Those
sure.
panels,
could
certainly.
Be.
I tell you, if they don't get busy and clean up that smog situation, the leading export of Southern California is going to be smoked oranges.
You thinking of going into the fresh smoked orange business?
I might just do that. Well, this fascinating patter luckily leads us into a musical opener, which in this case is a blithe little thing called Bye Bye Blues. John's got quite an arrangement cooked up on this thing, and the Rhythm Airs, of course, are prominently featured.
Bye Bye Blues. Bye Bye Blues. Bells ring, birds sing, sun is shining, no more pining, just we two, smiling through. Don't sigh, don't cry,
bye bye blue.
Ken, an exhausted Indian runner was at the gates of the stockade this morning with the startling news that the new General Electric food freezer is one of the thriftiest appliances you can have around the home.
Well, your Indian runner was absolutely correct, Bing. The new GE food freezers are thrifty nifties indeed. And there's one designed to fit the needs of any home, any family. For instance, the new 11-cubic-foot GE freezer holds up to 389 pounds of frozen food. And yet, believe it or not, it's only 48 and a half inches long.
This is incredible, absolutely incredible. And, amigos, I want you to conjure up a vision of the varied goodies that you can store therein. Indeed, you'll be munching luscious out-of-the-season delicacies year-round. And Ken, I understand this GE freezer is a real hit with the little dogs.
Oh, why not? Everything in it is in easy reach of even the smallest, most sought-off gals. There are handy, removable baskets for easy loading and unloading. And with a GE freezer, ladies never have to shop in bad weather.
And, madame, with a General Electric freezer, you can save heaps of money by buying food in quantity at peak seasons when prices are low. Then, too, you'll never be caught with your larder short when Junior comes home with six or seven menu bandits unexpectedly.
And maybe best of all General Electric food freezers are equipped with the same refrigerating system that has kept more than 3.5 million GE refrigerators in service for 10, 15, and 20 years.
Well, that's what I call dependability. My friends, put the arm on your General Electric dealer about a GE food freezer. The 11-cubic-foot model costs you only about $4.71 a week. After a small down payment. The song business seems to be reaching back more and more into the files. Here's a revival of a song by Rock Hillman and Johnny Napton. Rock Hillman used to play guitar for Jimmy Dorsey.
Endless and deep as the ocean, and like a star shining from afar, remains forever the same. My devotion is not just a sudden emotion. It will be constantly burning, and your love will kindle the flame. What a sweet beginning to the dream I planned. All I own is yours alone. Your wish is my command. And this sensation was never a mere fascination. Here in my heart, one sweet day it started, then with time it grew. My devotion to you. What a sweet beginning to the dream I planned. All I own is yours alone. Your wish is my command. And this sensation was never a mere fascination. Here in my heart, one sweet day it started, then with time it grew, my devotion to you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a 14-year-old boy. This kid has become quite a hit this year. He's probably best known to most of you for his big recording of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, but he's got some other records out, too. He's keeping very busy anyhow with television and radio and records. Folks, here's Jimmy Boyd. Jimmy, it's very nice to have a talented 14-year-old boy with us here this evening.
Don't you have some 14-year-old boys at home?
I'm fresh out of 14-year-olds. January 5th, Lindsay was 15. Where do you go to school, Jimmy?
I go to Hollywood Professional School.
Well, I presume singing will be your career, huh?
Well, yeah, and I picked the guitar, too.
You know, your records are very good, Jimmy. And a couple of months ago, I saw you on Perry Como's television show, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
You've got some nice credits for such a short time in show business. And you're with Al Jarvis's program in Hollywood 3 days a week, too, aren't you?
Yes, sir, and I just finished a show with Bob Hope.
Well, we can't count that.
Okay.
What are you going to sing for us tonight, Jim?
I thought maybe I'd sing Early Bird.
Well, we just mentioned the worm. Might as well sing the bird. Jimmy, you make yourself at home here.
I'll face the mic going out this way, and you face the folks.
All right.
Hello, hello, little early bird. What have you seen? What have you heard? Hello, hello, little early bird. Won't you do something for me? Treetops to valleys and hills, fly over meadows of red daffodils. You'll see a little white house with green window sills and someone who's waiting for me. Hello, hello, little early bird. Give her a kiss, then tell her this. My heart is longing to sing to her. Give her my love, early bird.
Hello, hello, little early bird. What have you seen?
You got a record out on that tune, haven't you?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cosby.
Say, speaking of records, we're going to do a duet, you know, you and I, on this song, Open Up Your Heart. Did you buy my record of that song so you could learn the tune?
I bought two records of it.
Two? Well, that's mighty generous of you. How come you bought two of my platters?
Well, my mother and I picked out one of your records and going home in the car, sat on it and broke it.
I see.
So we had to buy another record.
Which you also sat on.
No, sir.
Well, I thank you for your remarkable self-control.
James, let's hit Open Up Your Heart, huh?
Okay,
okay, John, we're coming out of shoot five here, Jim and I. Here we go.
Open up your heart and let me in. Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make my dreams come true.
What do you just hide behind
it? Loosen up those chains that bind it.
Open up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart and let me in.
Baby, I've been mighty lonesome.
Baby, I've been mighty blue. And the reason for it all is plain to see. From the very first day I met you, you've been walking in all my dreams. It's time you gave a little thought to me.
Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make his dreams come true.
Let me through that iron curtain. Let me know our love is certain. Open up your heart and let me in.
Open up your heart and let me in.
Oh, a butterfly loves the sunshine, and a pelican loves the sea, and a meadowlark loves to sing his happy song. Not one of them gets as lonesome as a lovesick bird like me, and it's all because my chickadee done me wrong.
Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make your dreams come true.
All the other birds are mating. Why do you keep hesitating?
Open up your heart and let me in.
If I never do get to love you, if I never get that delight, if I never do get you for my blushing bride,
if the wedding bells never ring out, if I never do hold you tight,
well, it won't be because I never tried.
Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make his dreams come true.
The key that fits it.
Tell him I'm the one that gets it.
Open up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart and let me in.
Now, madame, lend a kindly ear, if you will, to our lad Ken Carpenter, who tells of a wonder oven that changes size, shape, and speed. A dandy found in the new General Electric Stratoliner range.
Well, actually, Bing, this new Stratoliner range has three ovens in one.
Yes, I know that. First, the giant-size master oven, massive enough to prepare a complete repast for 18 knife and fork assassins.
Then, easy as pie, it converts into an economical speed oven for the one shelf cooking you do every day. And just like that, you can convert it once more into a broiler for that wonderful charcoal-type broiling GE is so famous for.
Now let's move from inside to topside and gaze enthralled for a moment upon the cooking range. General Electric Calrod cooking units. They're clean, they're fast, they're superb. Why, they're more than human.
Right, Bing. And you know, one of those Calrod units is extra fast. In fact, it's been proved the fastest home electrical cooking unit by independent laboratory tests of five leading makes.
Yes, sir, this little cooker is a soon dude. And Ken, when one considers the GE range also has the new automatic deep well fryer, it then seems only logical to consider a hasty trip down to one's GE dealer. Espoir?
Oh, mais oui. Especially so because this great new General Electric Stratoliner range costs only about $4.94 a week after a small down payment.
Believe me, friends, it's the greatest investment since Peter Minuet shelled out $24 for the Isle of Manhattan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment has arrived when we present our violin virtuoso, a fellow who is currently on tour through the Coachella Valley, Mr. Giuseppe Venuti.
Is this the place?
Yeah. What are you going to play for us tonight, Joe?
My selection this evening is I've Got Rhythm.
Well, go right ahead, Joe.
Stand back. I do this with big gestures.
Big gestures? Yeah?
I studied this tune with a fencing master.
I'm getting out of here, then. I don't want to get run through.
En garde.
Everybody duck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Molto bene, Giuseppe.
You know, I was over at the Dollhouse the other night running through some songs with the Guadalajara boys who work over there, and they reminded me of a Spanish-type song that I recorded a couple of years ago, and they said they'd like to hear it again, so for the Guadalajara boys, here it is. See what you've done to me?
The lovely señorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? That Spanish moon is brighter tonight. It must know something, all right. That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her answer. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuando, dónde, dónde, yo siempre me respondes quizás, quizás, quizás. The lovely señorita says no, says no, says no. But why do her eyes say maybe?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her answer. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say
quizás, quizás,
quizás,
quizás.
Stand by, senor.
Thank you very much.
Now the well-modulated tones of Kenneth Carpenter extol the wonders of a General Electric all-electric kitchen.
Lady, you can have a complete General Electric all-electric kitchen for only about $47.20 a month after a small down payment. That's right. GE automatic range, refrigerator, dishwasher, garbage disposal, and storage cabinets.
And to make it still easier, Madame can have this kitchen right now and pay for it over a three-year period. Best of all, a General Electric kitchen specialist will waltz in with his drawing board, his beret, his smock, his palettes, his oils, his easel. He will design your kitchen for greatest beauty and efficiency. The cost for this planning service? Nothing.
Ah, so wonderfully true, Bing. And if you're building or buying a house, you can put a General Electric all-electric kitchen right in it. And in most places, include the cost in your long-term mortgage.
Isn't that wonderful, my friends? You can possess this bewitching GE kitchen for only about $47.20 a month. Why don't you see the GE lab down at the corner about it tomorrow, huh? A new singer, Miss Joni James, has risen to stardom in the disc firmament through the medium of the following ballad, which she recorded.
Why don't you believe me? It's you I adore. Forever and ever, and I promise more. I've told you so often the way that I care. Why don't you believe me? It just isn't fair. Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only, that you can keep or break. How else can I tell you? What more can I do? Why don't you believe me? I love only you.
Here is a heart that is lonely. Here is a heart you can take. Here is a heart for you only, that you can keep or break.
Oh, how else can I tell you? What more can I do? Why don't you believe me? I love only you.
I love only you.
That's it for tonight, folks. My thanks to Jimmy Boyd and to Joe for being with us. Hope to see you same time, same place next week when our guest will be Mr. Jimmy Stewart. In addition to Long James, we will also have Mr. Venuti complete with the violin. And in closing, friends, I'd just like to remind you about General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, and thanks very much.
The show for General Electric was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Mr. Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Joe Venuti.
Bing's guest, Joe Venuti, is currently appearing at Howard Manor in Palm Springs. This is the CBS Radio Network.